Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Nobin Pradhan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday laid the foundation stone inaugurated and dedicated to the nation development projects worth over 4,800 crore rupees in Thoothukudi, Tamil Nadu after returning from the Maldives. These initiatives span across key sectors including airports, highways, ports, railways and critical power sector. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Modi highlighted the historic free trade agreement signed between India and the United Kingdom during his overseas tour. He noted that this development symbolizes the growing global trust in India and the nation's renewed confidence.
भारत पर दुनिया के बढ़ते भरोसे और भारत के नए आत्मविश्वास का प्रतीक है। इसी आत्मविश्वास से हम विकसित भारत बनाएंगे, विकसित तमिलनाडु बनाएंगे।
The Prime Minister said over the last 11 years, his government focused on infrastructure and energy sectors as these are the backbone of any state's development. The Ministry of Education has issued a directive to all states and union territories to take urgent steps to ensure students' safety and well-being. This includes mandatory safety audits of schools and child-related facilities as per national safety codes, training for staff and students in emergency preparedness, and the provision of psychosocial support through counseling and peer networks. The ministry also stressed that any dangerous incident involving children should be reported to designated authorities within 24 hours. The ministry has urged education departments, school boards, and affiliated authorities to act without delay in implementing the measures. A new legal services clinic dedicated to defense personnel and their families was inaugurated at the Rajya Sainik Bhavan in Kohima yesterday. The clinic is part of the National Legal Services Authority's NALSA Veer Parivar Sahayata Yojana 2025, which aims to provide free legal assistance to serving soldiers, ex-servicemen and their families. The new clinics will assist with issues such as family disputes, property matters and pension claims, especially for those unable to attend court proceedings due to deployment. The nationwide launch of the legal services clinics was done through video conference by Supreme Court Judge and NALSA Executive Chairman Justice Surya Kant, who emphasized the judiciary's responsibility in supporting armed forces personnel.
हम आपसे ये उम्मीद नहीं करते कि आप उस वक्त अपनी ड्यूटी छोड़कर छुट्टियां लेकर के घर जाकर के इन मुकदमों की पैरवी करें। वो जिम्मेवारी नेशनल लीगल सर्विस अथॉरिटी ने आज से अपने ऊपर ली है।
In Kohima, the Legal Services Clinic has been set up in collaboration with the Nagaland State Legal Services Authority and will address the specific legal challenges faced by the armed forces community. The Ministry of External Affairs has said that India is closely monitoring the situation developing between Thailand and Cambodia amid the ongoing cross-border fighting. The ministry said that New Delhi has close and friendly relations with both countries in hopes that both sides will take measures for a cessation of hostilities and prevent further escalation. It also advised Indian travelers in the region to contact their respective embassies for any assistance. Meanwhile, the Indian embassy in Cambodia has advised Indians to avoid traveling to the border areas. The Indian embassy in Thailand has also issued a travel advisory urging Indian tourists to remain vigilant. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 124th episode of the monthly radio program. More from our correspondent.
The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and News on Air mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of the AIR News, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Mary, Akashvani News, Kohima.
And India Meteorological Department has forecast light to moderate rainfall to continue at many places over the northeastern states this week. The showers are likely to be accompanied by a thunderstorm and lightning. Nagaland is expected to see heavy rainfall at isolated areas over till tomorrow. And with that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.